Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Pete. It's Bruce Perlowin.
Hey, what's up, Bruce?
Yeah, now, what were you calling about? Something about bank statements?
No, yeah. Barry was supposed to send me over the application for the equipment you wanted to grab. And it was just like the app and bank statements. And, you know, he said he was going to have somebody shoot him over to me last week, actually. I just want to know if they, like, got there the right place or, you know, what happened.
Now, which equipment are we talking about?
The air handler. It's about okay. 400, yeah.
Now, are you a bank or?
Yeah, we're Bank of Cardiff. Remember, I left you a voicemail a couple weeks ago. He called me back and just told me to go right to Barry because he knew exactly what equipment and financing you needed.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get Lynn on because Lynn does all this stuff.
Yeah.
What we probably did is bumped up against the 4th of July. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to see where we're at.
All right, hold on. Lynn will take care of it all. Hold on.
Perfect.
An hour yet?
No, I know it's not. But I got Pete on. He's from the Bank of Cardiff, and they're financing the air handler. But you were supposed to send him bank statements
and the application, really, and if you have the equipment quote as well.
Yeah. So, Lynn, do you know anything about this?
No. I mean, I don't know who Pete is.
Okay. Here's the deal.
He told me to send anything.
Yeah, Barry said he's going to handle it. I'm not sure.
Instead of trying to get money for the air handler from John at ridiculous interest rates, we get it from a regular bank. I mean, we've got plenty of money going through, plenty of cash flow. Any bank will finance us, but we just never pursued that. And I don't know. I don't remember Pete, but I remember I would have turned it over to Barry. Barry would have turned it over to you. Or Barry would let the ball drop because I worked Barry to death.
I don't know.
Why don't you tell Lynn what you need and she'll take care of it?
Yeah, exactly. So
we were actually assistant.
Perfect. So for the equipment, we really just need 4 months worth of bank statements, but the more you have, the better. Like 6 is fine as well. The 1-page application. And if you have the equipment quote or invoice, I know it's a pretty big piece you're looking at. But yeah, if you get those three things to me, and I was also, Barry was talking about maybe trying to get some capital as well. And I said, we'll hold off on that. We'll try and do the equipment first. But, you know, if you want to go ahead with that as well, it's a separate application. And I just need 6 months of banks and most recent tax return.
Let's do both of them. And Lynn, can you resend all that over to Lynn if she gives you her email?
Of course, yeah. What's her email?
info@purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, banana, B-A-N-A-N-A, brain, B-R-A-I-N.com. So info@purplebananabrain.com.
.com. Perfect.
And then Lynn, you get the invoice or whatever from Dave Schmidt for the air handler. And it's a piece of equipment. I know it's $200,000 down, but I remember writing it $200,000 when it's delivered. It's $400,000 total, so we don't even need all the money up front.
Exactly. We can get you capital and equipment separately, and you know, see what you qualify for in both different programs, and you know, we'll work from there.
You know, Lynn, I did this when I had Energy Wellness. Energy Wellness was a little company run by me and Lana. And it took us about 3 days to get a $50,000 line of credit. I didn't know any of this. This is back in the year 2000. I didn't know anything about banks or credit. I mean, I've got $5 million into that plant, okay, right now.
Yeah.
So, and the bank statements reflect that. So don't send 6 months of bank statements, Lynn. And make sure you do bank one, bank two, because we have operating one, operating account two.
Sounds perfect. Exactly. If the more you can get, the more information you can get me, you know, the better. It's going to help you out more.
My burn rate's $100,000 a week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Barry was letting me know. I was like, so what's your cash flow like? He's like, well, you know, right now we're trying to stop the bleeding, but, you know, we're right on, said you guys are right around the corner from, you know, being one of the biggest, you know, farms and producers in North America, so.
Yeah, one, our first order. We're positive cash flow. I'm talking about millions. We're talking about Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies. That, wow. Those are our customers. This plant would take $30 million in 4 years to duplicate.
You know? Oh, Pete.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, go ahead, Lynn.
Is his name Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
Pete.
Okay, so listen, I have to hang up because I'm right in the middle of doing something else right now. So can you just send me that email? Just and put exactly what you want on it, and I'll send it right back. I'll send it back to you today, depending on what information needs to go on this application. But I'm
yeah, no, it should take about 15 minutes. Since Bruce is the you know, majority owner, I'm gonna need his information. But, you know, plus like if there's any other besides any publicly traded stock, if there's any other equity partners in there, just like their, you know, phone number to
and
reach
them
at.
And then bring it to Blue Moon. So I can sign it if I need to sign anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You definitely
right,
have to
so
sign something.
Send me that email and
sounds good.
You, okay?
I'll send it over
right,
in a minute. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.